Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, June is upon us. That's a really important milestone on the college football calendar, isn't it?
It sure is. I think everybody's been waiting for the NCAA dead period to end. And so now it's ending in this environment where a lot of stuff just in terms of society is opening up. So it's almost like June is the call to freedom for a lot of people. But obviously James Franklin, and they are unleashing this month. It's going to be fun.
They definitely are. We're going to get to that and all the visits that they're going to allow to have on campus starting in June. We're going to get to that momentarily. We got a couple other tidbits of news to cover first. And Dustin, I want to start with this. All of a sudden, there's something called 107% committed among these Penn State commits. Is that the new actual commit?
It's almost like another layer on the verbal commitment. You made a verbal commitment. Now let's make an additional verbal commitment on said commitment. And it's hard for me. So the first one that came out was Caden Saunders, and that was really, really meaningful at that point in time. If Penn State could have picked one kid to double down on his verbal commitment, Caden Saunders was the guy. Jerry Cross and Ken Talley have since come along, and they have been solid from the jump. Like they have been extremely solid. And I think it's just kind of backing up and putting a number, I guess, on where they stand. It's a Penn State endorsed saying. And so part of me just rolls my eyes just a little bit when you see that graphic being made. This is not a kid necessarily going out of his way, unless they're asking for that graphic. I don't know what the interaction is on the back end of this thing, but I think they've identified these guys. They are core members of this class, and it can only be helpful when you have the core members of your class saying, I'm not going anywhere. Don't DM me. Don't call me. Don't text me. I am a Penn State commit. And I think there's some meaning behind that message, but it is a Penn State endorsed message, and I just wonder how that kind of comes to fruition.
There was a time, I believe, when a player made a verbal commitment and that was enough. You knew he was committed. It's become more businesslike, and I think players started committing always with the idea in the back of their head, well, I'm still going to have those other visits. If I change my mind, so be it. No big deal. So that process, I think, has made it important for this double down, as you described it. And just for background, Caden Saunders is the wide receiver from Ohio, been blowing up at camps. More and more teams were showing interest in him. So to your point, it was really nice to see, as a Penn State fan, you want to see that 107% commitment, which is a reference to the 107,000 fans that show up at Beaver Stadium. So if they come out with this, that's good news for Penn State and Nittany Nation. Dustin, the other news of the tidbit of the week I wanted to hit on with you is the future of Beaver Stadium, and that we heard a couple years ago about this big, I don't know, was a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, that ultimately at some point they were going to do something with Beaver Stadium. How important was this announcement, and what does it even mean?
Well, I think it's just a next step, and I think Penn State, they're feeding fans what the next step is, where they are in the process. It's not exactly titillating and scintillating news that they're meeting with an architecture firm and they're assessing their options. But I think it's just feeding some breadcrumbs of saying, this is a long process. This is where we're at. End of summer, they're going to come back with recommendations and we'll figure out where things stand then. It's a delicate situation with Beaver Stadium, right? It's a beloved and intimidating, and it's a well-known structure, but it does need some serious upgrades. In this era of tickets declining, attendance declining at most major sporting events, you have to give something to the fans beyond the opportunity to be there. And Beaver Stadium essentially just provides the average fan an opportunity to be there and to sit on metal bleachers and to eat possibly the worst hot dog you've ever eaten in your life. I went through there and I ate everything at the concession stands a couple years ago now. And I got back up to the press box and I felt it was awful, Jim. It was not a good experience. I mean, no human should eat that much, granted, but it was like there was not much effort made to the food and those amenities at all. You know what the concourse looks like. There's not much to that either. There's a lot in the restrooms with the troughs. You know that all this stuff needs some upgrades. I don't know about necessarily, you know, I think you can make the case, you know, make the seats more comfortable. And do you do that at the expense of lowering the capacity? That's what I'm really curious about. How much do you really want to deliver on a more comfortable game experience? Are you willing to lose that 107% committed in order to get there?
Well, what I wonder if we're going to have a day where these guys, to confirm their commitment, they'll say they're 85% committed, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to change their graphics up just a little bit in that situation.
And the thing is, you're right, but downsizing is kind of how a lot of things are happening in sports, where they're downsizing the stadium to create more of a demand, and you could charge more for your tickets, but you're also providing a better experience. So instead of having, you know, the capacity of 107,000, you already have some games where they don't hit 100,000 fans. So, you know, if they took 10,000 seats out but made everything more comfortable, took out the bleachers, the thing that I'm curious about, Dustin, is there's been always talk about upgrading the stadium, but doing so much work, I always wonder, wouldn't it be easier just to build a new one? And with that said, one of the things I think people have to understand, Beaver Stadium is actually multiple structures. So when they put up the suites, they didn't even touch the stadium itself. It was like a building behind the stadium that just happened to be really high where the suites were. And I think one of the options is they would just do, you know, the north section, the south section, east or west section at a time, you know, to make this happen, you know, piece by piece. So it'll be interesting, but I just can't imagine that's less expensive than just starting from scratch.
And it is almost like a compromise. And I'll be curious what this architecture firm comes back and says. But it's we're going to fight like hell to try to preserve as much tradition in this place as we possibly can. And it's the ultimate dilemma. Do you tear down or do you renovate? And I think that's one of the big dilemmas that this architecture firm has to come back with an opinion on it.
And just remember the quick history of Beaver Stadium. Remember, this was it was Beaver Field on the other side of campus. They literally took it apart, took it to the other side of the campus, and rebuilt this thing. So it has an interesting history, not to mention the time they literally lifted the stadium and put seats in underneath, which happened during my era when I was on campus, Dustin, many years ago. So it has a fascinating history to it. It'll be interesting to see how they do going forward. Then the big news, Dustin, as we alluded to it, this June is coming up, which means it's time for Penn State to host the high school players who are coming in, the recruits. This is just a packed month for visitors, isn't it?
I can't remember a more packed month when it comes to, and obviously, I mean, they haven't been able to have visitors since what, February, January, whatever the last time. So almost a year and a half. And so, you know, Penn State is eager and hungry to do this, but so are the kids. You know, you think about this class of kids that their recruitment has taken on just a whole different look and feel and arc and uncertainty, and trying to do all this stuff digitally and not really being able to you know, to really prove yourself to certain coaches and stuff. So it's, this is a big month to kick off a big summer. And, you know, my only big question is, okay, what does this packed month of visits really mean in this new age of doing things? This is a really unprecedented stretch of time where kids are going to get, try to go out there and hustle and get all these visits. What does that mean? Are they going to hustle and get all these visits and commit right away? Are they going to wait until their season is over? Do they want to do it before their season begins? I just don't know where the average, like, four-star commit, where their mindset is right now. So I don't know what all this means in terms of immediate commitments. I think you're going to have some kids who are on the cusp and that Penn State's going to get some commitments this month. But I think you also have to brace yourself for the idea of, just because all these kids are coming to town doesn't mean Penn State's going to lead the month of June with a full recruiting class necessarily.
No, I don't think they will either. But I do think there will be a couple of them who, as you said, they may be on the cusp, but hey, why should I commit before I take my visits? And it may be not just visit Penn State, but visit the others. Every weekend of the month, they have several players coming in. But Dustin, could you highlight for us June 11th? That weekend is huge, isn't it?
It's like many of their top targets are set to come to town right now. Danny Dennis Sutton, the 6'5", 250-pound defensive end from Maryland, McDonough in Maryland, huge target. Jaden Gold, New Jersey cornerback, who it looks like his crystal ball is starting to look like Penn State. And I think so his visit at that timing is an interesting one. And honestly, with that momentum seemingly happening in the background, he might be a guy who's on commit watch. Nick Singleton from Governor Mifflin, you know, maybe the one of the top in-state targets left on the board. He's getting national attention. Joe Strickland, defensive lineman. Keenan Nelson, the cornerback from Philadelphia. These are important guys, and in a really important weekend for Penn State to show out and really make the most of it. And I suspect this is 17 months in the making. They've got a pretty good plan to wow these kids, I would imagine.
I'm sure that they do. Real quickly, another, I think, important weekend is the 25th, when they get a bunch of the current commits in town at the same time.
I was struck. Sean Fitz from Lions 247 talked to Bo Probola about this. And when he said, you know, he hasn't met Phil Troutwine in person before, hasn't met Mike Yurcich in person before, hasn't met some of his classmates in person before, that really hit home to me. Like, this is an odd situation. And this is a big step towards making that odd situation a little bit more normal, allowing these guys to build some chemistry with each other and with the coaching staff, maybe meet some players that they've never met before, future teammates.
It really is. That's a critical thing. It creates that chemistry and also creates that bond where they know this is where they want to be, and they're going to go help you recruit some of the others. All right, stick around. In quarter number two, Dustin's going to tell us which one of these targets are the must-gets. Stay tuned.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.